Hey, it's John Reed with another edition of the RVA Experts from WRVA Radio. And today I am excited to have Clayton Gitz of Mission Realty back with us. Been a while since we talked to you, Clayton. I'm glad to have you on. How are things going?
It's going great. It's really good to be back with you, John.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that because honestly, in preparing for our conversation, I was thinking, you know what? Things were so off the charts before COVID, and then I got you on the air during COVID a couple of times, and I kept expecting you to tell me the market was collapsing, that no one was buying, no one was selling, the prices were dropping, and it never happened. And now we're technically in a recession, I guess. I mean, I think by definition we are. Interest rates are going up. So here's the big question. Is the collapse happening right now, or is it still a crazy market?
Yeah, so there's really no expectation of a collapse, of a housing collapse. And the reason for that is there's simply not enough inventory. You know, if you look at just the numbers, you know, what differentiates a buyer's market from a seller's market, a buyer's market is greater than, 7 months supply of inventory. And John, we're sitting at 3% today.
Really?
And actually, we're sitting at that's nationally. In Richmond, we're sitting at 1.3%. So, it's still very, very much a seller's market, and there's no indication that we're going to be shifting into a buyer's market, which could be indicative of a housing recession. There's just no indication in the very near future that that's happening because of the extraordinary lack of inventory, and people need a place to live. And by the way, there aren't enough homes to rent either. So yeah. People have to stay somewhere. And that's why I think we're going to continue to see, homes selling and continue to see a modest, not the price appreciation that we've been seeing over the past few years, but a modest appreciation for the foreseeable future.
But people are still selling houses. You know, I get every week from Mission Realty, I get an email of my dream homes that I probably can't afford right now. But, the houses that I told your guys, hey, if this ever comes on the market, let me know. And they find them. But it's not a long list. So people are still, there is still a churn of some kind.
There is. I think so. The shift that's taking place is there needed to be some sort of an adjustment, right? Mm-hmm. We're in a, technically, by the definition, we're in a recession. So people are currently adjusting to that. They've been adjusting to that, over the past few months. And as they continue to adjust and get settled into the new reality, at least for the, for the foreseeable future, then I think we're going to get back to, more, seeing a little bit more inventory. Mm-hmm. So right now, the other shift that's taking place, John, is it's really more of the people that, that really, quote unquote, need to sell, or that just really want to sell. They're in a position, maybe they're really outgrowing their home. It's becoming uncomfortable because again, they've got the psychology and first and foremost of being in a recession, but then they're feeling it. We have inflation and all the other things that are coming along with this current environment, and they're feeling that. So I think it's just getting used to that. And hopefully we'll see some slowing of the inflation, inflationary numbers. And but again, people have to have a place to live. And there's extraordinarily historically low inventory in both the existing home sales and in the rental market.
Yeah. So the admonition, whether it's the stock market or housing, is buy low, sell high. And I've got to think there's some people who are thinking, well, I missed the window to sell the house. I'll wait another 5, 6 years, 10 years. This is fine. You mm-hmm. think you could still sell high if you put your house on the market now?
Yeah. It's a little more location sensitive today than it has been over the past. I mean, pretty much anywhere. You could list your house in Central Virginia and sell for, at least list price, if not over listing price, multiple offers. Now it's a little more location sensitive. The closer to the city, typically you're going to see more demand. I know one of the things that you and I talk about in the past is Richmond and, what's going on there. And, if you have a home for sale in Richmond, you're still selling it for the highest price.
Is that right?
That it has ever sold for in recorded history. That is a fact.
All right, I don't want to ever drag you into a political discussion, and I admire the fact that you stay above all that, but can I just ask you, like on Monument Avenue, ground zero for a lot of political protest and concerns for people like me, how are those grand old houses doing? Because when I drove by the other day, I did see some signs saying for sale, and I don't know whether that's normal or not. It's the normal turnover there. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah. So again, it's still top dollar.
Huh.
You know, and you have to. What we have to consider is that home prices have increased so much over the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And, you know, we're talking about in 2019, the average home price in Central Virginia was $256,000, John. Mm-hmm. Today, it's $385,000. That's in a very, you know, $135,000 in, you know, what, a little over, right. So even if home prices on let's say Monument Avenue have to come down slightly, which we're not seeing that yet, they're still way above where they've been, you know, historically.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, oh, sure. All right. So let me ask you the other elephant in the room question about interest rates, because a buy low, sell high. Some people may be thinking, well, I missed my opportunity to buy with a really low grade interest rate. So now I'm stuck. Is that true?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you're stuck in terms of purchasing a house with a higher interest rate than what we've all been used to over the past few years. But historically, interest rates come down. You know, and so if you look again at previous recessions, in every recession since 1980, interest rates eventually fell. Right. So, mm-hmm. On average, 1.8%. So we're kind of, you know, we're dealing with a little, you know, John, a little bit of an interesting environment right now because of the inflation, you know, and not getting into the political debate, but, you know, we're $31, $32 trillion in debt. And when you continue to introduce currency by printing it into the market, I mean, that just the formula there is 1 + 1 = 2. I mean, we're creating this inflationary environment. So, you know, and that impacts everything. And obviously the Fed is trying to mitigate that by increasing interest rates. So there's just no telling when that piece will stop. However, historically, it always has. So even if you have to lock in now at a higher interest rate, well, you just refinance when rates come down eventually.
Well, you know, I forget that sometimes. I get freaked out when I see the number. But it's not something you're tethered to for 30 years, even if that's the deal. You can always go back and change it.
Well, that's right. And again, when I got into the business in 2005, interest rates were averaging 6.5%. That was the normal for us.
Right.
And everybody was fine with that. Mm-hmm. You know. And so this you know, almost 0% interest rate environment that we've been, you know, gotten used to is historically just not it's not real. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we are where we are, but I think a lot of home buyers and sellers are getting used to the new environment. It's going to take time, understandably. And we're going to see this. We're in a good spot in Central Virginia. We have not seen the extraordinary. I mean, look at California, right? I was watching a documentary on San Francisco, and I mean, people literally cannot afford to buy or rent in San Francisco. So they're living on the streets in campers. Right. So we're not, you know, we're in good shape. We're in good shape here compared to many other areas in the country because we just haven't seen the ridiculous appreciation of some of these other areas.
Yeah. Well, we'll do another show. We'll talk about policies in San Francisco, which might have led to some of that, but I'll spare you that. Listen, I always appreciate your expertise and your objective analysis of the data, not just opinion, but, you know, you're tracking the data here. And I think that's very valuable for my audience. We do enough opinion about politics that it is very helpful to go back and actually look at the numbers and, you know, have an objective snapshot of what's happening in Central Virginia. And, you know, I used you all when I was buying. Alonzo keeps pushing me to look at a bigger house because I think we're about to explode. You know, you just never get big enough for this guy. But we may be calling you to talk about a bigger house soon. Clayton Gitz.
We're ready.
Admission Realty. If you want to talk to Clayton, of course, I talk about this on the air all the time. 545-4440 is the direct line into Mission Realty. 545-4440. And you can read all about Clayton and his business philosophy and the work that he's been doing all these years in real estate in Central Virginia. Just go to missionrealty.com. Clayton, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, John.